Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Authorities are investigating the apparent jail cell suicide of the so-called Craigslist killer. Former Boston University medical student Philip Markoff was found dead in his cell at the Suffolk County Jail yesterday, 7 months before he was scheduled to go on trial for murdering a masseuse in a Boston hotel more than a year ago. The Suffolk County Sheriff's Office is not releasing further details, but WBUR's Bianca Busquets-Tonis is here in the studio with us with some information. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, what do we know about Philip Markoff's death so far?
Not as much as we would like. This sort of thing never looks good for jails or prisons, and this was such a high-profile case. The Suffolk Sheriff's Department surely doesn't want to say anything before they're 100% sure of what happened. News reports, though, indicate that Markoff was found with a bag tied over his head yesterday morning. We know that Markoff was on suicide watch immediately after he was arrested in April 2009. Here was a guy who seemingly had everything going for him. He was going to be a doctor. He was engaged. All of that came to an end when he was arrested for murdering a masseuse in a Boston hotel. He was later charged with robbing two other women at hotels in Rhode Island and also here in Boston. Prosecutors say Markoff arranged to meet these women on Craigslist and then robbed them to pay off his gambling debts. We know that he was later removed from suicide watch and integrated into the rest of the inmate population, but we don't know what happened after that.
You know, this is such a surprising end to this case. How are people reacting, Bianca?
Markoff's attorney, John Salzberg, said he is shocked and saddened at the news, but wouldn't say any more than that. The family of the murder victim, the woman who was offering massage services on Craigslist, her family says they are shocked and feel like they have, quote, lost their opportunity to confront Markoff, but they plan to pursue other avenues to seek justice. They've asked a federal prosecutor in New Hampshire to investigate the gun shop where Markoff allegedly bought the gun he used in the crime. The only person who is not surprised is criminologist James Allen Fox. He's a professor at Northeastern. Listen to his reaction.
It made a lot of sense that a man like this, who by all accounts appeared to be narcissistic and sociopathic, would not want to face the music. He would not want to go into court a few months down the road and be humiliated and degraded and have testimony about his idiosyncrasies in front of his family, in front of his the family of his victims, in front of the world.
Hmm. You know, Bianca, there's been a lot of talk, there's a lot of concern about suicides in Massachusetts prisons and jails. What are inmate advocates saying about this?
I talked to prisoner rights advocate Leslie Walker. She's the executive director of Massachusetts Correctional Legal Services. She calls Markoff's death a tragedy. She has several questions about how Markoff was handled in jail.
Was he isolated in a way that would contribute to his anxiety level or depression if he, in fact, was still experiencing suicidal thoughts as expressed a year ago? What kind of property he was allowed to have?
Walker is calling for a more thorough investigation, one conducted by an independent body. And I should say that Boston City Councilor Stephen Murphy is also calling for an investigation. He says that Markoff should never have been left, you know, alone for so long to be able to commit a suicide that would take a long time, you know, by suffocation. So,
You know, this brings to mind, Bianca, another high-profile prison suicide in Massachusetts about 14 years ago or so. John Salvi, he was convicted for murdering two receptionists at a Brookline abortion clinic. He was serving a life sentence at Cedar Junction in Walpole when he committed suicide in his cell, and there was a long follow-out after his
right.
death.
An official said he also used a plastic bag to suffocate himself. But his death created a call for more suicide prevention in Massachusetts correctional facilities. And like you said, there was a lot of aftermath after that suicide. So we're expecting to get more information on this death from Suffolk County DA, the Sheriff's Office, the Boston Police, who are said to be investigating right now.
And this story will probably continue for
a story will probably continue for a long time.
Okay. WBUR's Bianca Busquets-Tonis, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Deb.